Yes, you know, good day, Miss McIntosh.
About that. Spend most of the morning waiting on an ocean to buy the sack of salt, 10 cents.
Yeah.
Get you some meds.
Now, what's the matter, Zeb?
Oh, shucks. I just spent the last 3 hours trying to wait in that McIntosh woman.
Well, she never did spend a nickel at a time, over a nickel at a time. She'd powder her nose with a marshmallow before she'd eat it.
Yeah, she's always washing her clothes with gasoline, too, just so folks will think she's got an automobile. And guess what she said to me this morning?
I knew that was a coming.
What'd you know was a coming?
Oh, that she asked you to do something. She always does. Mm-hmm. Remember when...
Yeah, she had more concerned nerves. She said she'd let us boil our ham and her cabbage if we'd let her fry her eggs in our butter. Can you imagine that?
Did she pay you this morning, or did she put it on the book?
Yeah, after my fooling around, she finally pulled out one of them dollar bills. And
she broke a dollar bill?
Certainly did. Got it right over there in the till. And when I unfolded it, poor old George Washington batted his eyes and said, 23 skidoos.
Who said that?
You're doing the fool. Washington said it. Washington. Can't you hear nothing?
Washington didn't say nothing of the kind. He's been dead for years.
No, I know that. Don't think everybody else is ignorant just because you can't see the joke.
You weren't talking about jokes. You were trying to tell me that Washington said...
Oh, never mind. Let it go. Let it go.
Sometimes, Zeb, you talk like a dad daring fool.
You say that'll do you well, Peters. What are you trying to do, pick a fight?
I ain't doing no such thing.
You are, too. All your talking is going to do is get you in a heap of trouble one of these days. You remember the story about the little chicken that ate the Frankfurter?
Well, what's that got to do with Washington? That's what I want to know.
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with Washington, you want to know. It's about the talking. That's what it is. This little chicken ate some Frankfurter and left a little piece sticking in her mouth. And along came a cat and smelled it, and he ate the chicken up.
Well, if George Washington, what if George Washington did eat a chicken? Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say George Washington ate chickens. What I said was a cat ate the chicken because she had been eating Frankfurters and had some in her mouth.
Don't shout. I ain't beef, you know.
Yeah, let that story be a lesson to you. Don't ever open your mouth when it's full of baloney.
You're just jealous because you can't.
That's enough of your sass now. Why don't you get up off your feet and turn a hand at the work?
You know, I'm all tuckered out today. That thing is, I ain't never got over that walk to Stigville. Mm. That just played me all out.
Well, walking like that does a fella good. Now get up.
Oh, shut. All right, I'm getting up as fast as I can, ain't it? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, just, let's see now.
Make up your mind. I can't stand around here all day. My knee will give out. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Well, now, Ed Peters, don't you ever surprise me like that again. You know, I ain't as strong as I used to be. If you ever ask me what you can do to help me, I'll drop dead.
Well, I'm still standing here, and you ain't told me one blessed thing to do yet.
Well, now, don't fall apart. Take it easy. You certainly get worked up to a fever heating the jiffy.
I'm standing on one foot and then on the other, and you ain't told me a thing to do. You know I got a bad knee.
You always complain about something. I ain't never seen the likes of you. Why don't you go buy a new pair of legs? That left leg always has give you fits.
Well, they're my legs, ain't they?
Yes, you walk on them, but I hear about them all day.
I haven't got big feet. That's one sure thing. I ain't got some pretty big feet the people that I know has got.
I just know you'd start talking about my big feet. Can I help it if the good Lord turned more of my legs under than he does on some people?
Yeah, they look like steamboats to me.
Yes, and if you're not careful, you're going to take a ride in one of them boats, too.
Oh, I ain't saying that I ain't never seen bigger ones, because I have. I just can't remember when.
Yes, you never could remember nothing.
Who can't?
You can't remember nothing. You forget you had a head if it wasn't fastened on.
There's only three things I can't remember.
What three things? What are they? Bet you can't say them.
And so.
Bet you can't.
Can't remember faces, names, and,
Well, what's the third? Come on now.
Shucks, I forget. You get me so fussed up, I stand here waiting for you to tell me what to
do. Now listen, you go lay a dozen eggs in the window there so folks can know we got some.
How's that?
If you got to do something right away, go lay a dozen eggs in the window, I say.
Well, what do I look like, a hen?
I'd hate to tell you. Go on and do as I tell you.
All right, Chuck. The people at Corn Center could see their leading citizens laying eggs. They wouldn't think it would be so dad darn important.
No, never since you got so much fussing over about that money, you ain't been with a shot of powder. Oh, land shakes alive. What'd you have to stumble for there?
I didn't stumble at all. My knee flickered out of joint, and I dropped the egg.
You think of that nice chicken doing all that work for nothing. Such lovely eggs, too. I knew I should have done it myself.
Look, Zeb, look. Yes. One of them eggs I broke is walking away. Feathers.
Shut your mouth, you darn fool. Somebody might hear you. I guess I got the eggs mixed up this morning. I must have gotten one from the sitting hen by mistake.
We ain't got no sitting hen.
Yes, we have. I forgot to tell you, but I've got the Mariah, my Rhode Island hen, sitting up there in the closet.
In the clothes closet?
Certain. That's all right, ain't it?
You got a satin hen in there with my Sunday go to meet and clothes?
Oh, Mariah ain't going to hurt your old blue serge none. Never looked like much on you anyhow.
Best looking duds I ever had.
Yes, every time you put it on, it looks like you just got up and said, good morning, clothes. I'm going out if you want to go. Hang on.
Now, what are you talking about now?
Nothing at all. Hurry up and get this mess picked up before somebody comes in and catches it. Get a move on now.
You made some remark about my clothes and I didn't quite catch it. I'm feeling a mad spell coming on.
No, for land's sake, keep still. Just look at you now. You certainly are a mess from head to toe. Go on, get cleaned up and put a collar on.
Say?
I said go put a collar on. Everybody wears a collar.
Only dogs have to wear collars.
Well, go on, put one on then. Comb your hair, too.
I was going to comb it this morning, but couldn't find no comb.
Well, make a line down the middle with a piece of chalk then. Come on now, get a wiggle on. You're certainly a sorry sight.
Hey, you don't have to push a feller.
Well, come on, now get up there and change your clothes, Ed. I mean everything. Aggravate 'em, and I ain't fooling.
What are you talking about eating first?
I didn't say nothing about eating. I knew I'd catch you on that one. Aggravate 'em. Fresh fish weight used to use that one day, and I looked it up.
Bet you don't know what it means.
I certainly do.
Well, what is it?
He's going to tell you.
Marty, I knew it all the time. I just want to see if you know.
Yes, you're just a fibbing, and I know it. Adverbatum means it means a word that you say.
Shucks. Anybody knows that.
Well, they don't need it. Took Professor Thistlewaite a half a day to tell me all about that.
Shucks. How's that?
Land of Goshen. You want to drive me to distraction?
Shucks. I ain't got no car.
Well, go on. Go on, hurry, and hurry up a little bit. Man's sake, I could have done all myself in half the time. A dozen eggs smashed on the floor, just broke wide open. I can't see how I got one of Mariah's eggs mixed up in that batch. Well, you all make a little mistake once in a while. Much exciting this morning, can't remember where it was. Well, if I had the wings of an angel, for these prison walls I would fly.
Hey, what's all the yelping going on in here?
Well, it wasn't yelping. Can a fella sing if he wants to? Well, if I had the wings of an angel, for these prison walls I would fly.
What was that? One of the prisoners trying to escape?
Eb Peters. Eb, what do you mean walking in the store with nothing on but your long woolens? What's the matter with you?
There ain't nobody here but you. Besides, I can't get at my clothes.
Well, they're right up there where they've always been.
I know they are, but they ain't never been a setting hand in them before.
Well, Mariah won't hurt them. She's just a setting there minding her own business.
Every time I go to pick them up, she talks loud and pecks my hand.
Well, you go right back up there and get your pants. Just suppose Miss Plum should come a-walking in here.
Well, suppose she did.
You stand there with your shirt tail hanging out like that. Go ahead and get your pants on, Conshaw. And that phone would have to ring now.
There ain't nobody coming.
You haven't got any pants on. No, I didn't mean you. No, I was just talking to somebody in the store. No, we don't make it a habit of running around the store with no pants on. Oh, no, ma'am. You're going to report this? No, it wasn't either. It was Jeff Peters, that's who it was. Certainly this is a respectable store. Yeah, hello. Now we are in for it.
What's the matter?
She thinks we're running a nudist farm here in the store and she won't come in anymore, she says. Now that'll be all over town by tomorrow.
Ah, shucks, won't either. Then
we've got to do something about that. Yeah, but then we're running a nudist farm.